Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about praise. There's an article that was written in and published in Real Simple at realsimple.com by written by Amanda McMillan, and the title is "This is How Much Praise Kids Really Need."
That's a very courageous title.
It is.
You know, it's like there's so much written about praise. You know, yeah. we teach praise to pre-service teachers, to counselors, to psychologists, mm-hmm.
and then there's a whole subset of people who think, man, we praise kids way too much.
That's right. It's really a complicated topic. And there's a lot of controversy, mm-hmm. difference of opinions. And so when you run into an article that says, this is how much praise kids really need, I'm thinking, wow, that's a very courageous statement.
It's an ambitious undertaking.
And so then you have to read on and say, on what basis mm-hmm. do they make this decision?
Right.
Yeah.
So in this article, she talks about a variety of research and programs and different things. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is from the United Kingdom.
Right.
Is it pronounced De Montfort?
I think it's De Montfort.
De Montfort mm-hmm. University in
right.
England. And they talked to, you know, a group of parents, 38 right. parents, who have kids between the ages of 2 and 4 years old, mm-hmm. and asked them about, you know, ask them to be cognizant of how much praise they're giving their kids,
right.
ask them
mm-hmm.
to sort of keep track of how much they're interacting and engaging with their kids.
Right.
And the results are, I don't know that I would say the results are surprising, but the results are certainly interesting.
They were. I mean, it's an interesting approach. They had the parents' chart, right?
Right.
They had, right, how many times did you praise your child
mm-hmm.
on each day?
Right.
Okay. And they kept track mm-hmm. on these charts so that they could collect the data at the end of the project. They did 2 to 4 year olds,
right?
You know, this young group of kids, and what they found.
Well, they tracked the praise, the number of times they praised, but they also tracked the kids' behavior and well being and sort of to look at how well the child, how compliant the child was, and how, you know, how their mood was, and how well they paid attention, and those kinds of things.
Right. I think the three main variables was, and one of them was hyperactivity and inattention,
which surprised me. Which is interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other was their general emotional
right.
state,
mm-hmm.
and the third was just their overall behavior.
Right.
Okay. How
mm-hmm.
compliant and
right.
cooperative and all that. So sort of overall behavior, emotional well-being, and hyperactivity and inattention.
Right.
Okay. So on those three variables.
So they did this over the course of several weeks, and from what the article says, after 4 weeks, the parents who said that they praised their kids at least 5 times a day.
Right. Right.
Saw an improvement in their kids' overall well-being,
right.
as well
right.
as reduced levels of hyperactivity and impulsivity, mm-hmm. and just their overall behavior
right.
significantly improved,
right,
or was
and
better than those who didn't.
And
praise that many times.
What was surprising about this? You know, parents always want to know what can I do to get, you know, to improve for my children to improve, and this is 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's really short,
right? Right.
I mean. When you think you're getting this kind of noticeable change
right.
after 4 weeks of just praising your children, that's pretty impressive.
Right. Now, as there are with all studies,
right.
there's a few concerns, things that we should think about with this.
Mm-hmm.
First off, they didn't have a group of parents who praised their child 5 or more times a week or a day versus those who didn't. What they had was parents who charted and paid attention to the number of times
right.
they praised their kids, and those who didn't keep track of those things.
Right.
So the difference there is pretty important.
Right.
Because what we're talking about is parents who are very cognizant of the number of times that they praise their kids
right.
versus those who aren't really paying attention to that. That's not to say that those parents didn't praise their child 5 or more times. It's just saying that they didn't attend to that. They
right.
didn't keep track of that.
And another concern is you have a subset. If parents are willing to keep track, that's a subset.
Right.
And if they're keeping track of this, they right. might be more mindful of everything else that they're doing.
Right. Because we don't have the actual study.
Right.
And we're trying to find it.
Right. We'll locate it eventually.
We can't get it. Mm-hmm. Because it just says it's published in a peer-reviewed journal.
Right.
We don't know. It didn't really say which journal that mm-hmm. was. So the, but the idea is that, you know, they weren't, we don't know that they were randomly assigned,
right.
meaning that, you know, this group of parents were told mm-hmm. do this.
Right.
We just know that the parent, there was a group of parents who did keep track of that mm-hmm. stuff. So
right.
those limitations are important though, because as you said, parents who are willing to and capable of keeping track of those things may be different than parents and people who aren't able to do that or choose
right.
not to do that.
Right.
So we may be talking about two different groups of parents.
Right. And then of course but I think the main message of this study, of this article, is that a little bit of praise can reap
right.
can produce pretty substantial changes
right.
in a child's behavior.
Right.
It's free, it's easy to do,
mm-hmm.
it's better for everybody.
You can do it anytime.
Do it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are all kinds of questions about what should you praise and
how do you praise
mm-hmm. and can you overdo praise.
Right.
We acknowledge that you'll have all those questions. But I think that the take-home message here is a little bit of praise could have fairly substantial consequences. It could produce fairly substantial changes
mm-hmm.
in your child's emotional well-being as well as behavior.
Right.
So if you're not praising often, and I know some parents who feel that it's... I worry about parents who feel that it's their obligation to be critical
mm-hmm.
and to
mm-hmm.
be, you know, holding their children to a high standard,
right.
and I'm the disciplinarian. You're also the person who should be praising
right.
your children. So find things to praise. Praise liberally at least 5 times a day.
Right. Or, well, you know, it's interesting that it's 5.
Yeah.
Because in our book, we have the 5-to-1 ratio, where we talk about the importance. It's an activity that we have in our book that says, you know, for every negative,
mm-hmm.
For every, you know, redirection or reprimand or negative
criticism,
statement
right.
you say mm-hmm. say to your child, you need to balance that with 5 positives.
Right. When, as I was reading this piece, I thought about Russ Barkley,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, isn't it interesting that he has that 4 or 5-to-1 ratio?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was another point, but I forgot. I've lost it.
You lost
so
it.
I did.
You remember it later.
Yeah. On the next one.
Yeah.
What was the other one? I can't remember.
Nope. So, all right. So, praise your kids. You know, don't find a balance. Don't overdo it. Don't,
right.
You know, praise them for unworthy
for
not,
that's right. And don't forget that you also have the obligation to set limits and boundaries
redirect.
And, you know, so you, there's a balance here
right.
between praise and reprimand.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that is it for today. So
right.
until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.